Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby's cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine day, the 15th of June, the 166th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar? Did you know there are 199 days left in 2019? Well, now you do, and I'm sure that little piece of information has absolutely changed your life. Today is a really important date for those interested in history. On this day in 763 BCE, the Assyrians recorded a solar eclipse. That made it possible to fix the chronology of Mesopotamian history. Mesopotamia is often called the cradle of civilization. It's where some of the most important developments in human history were invented, including the invention of the wheel, the planting of the first cereal crops, and the development of cursive script, mathematics, astronomy, and agriculture. Mesopotamia was one of the four river valley civilizations where writing was invented. The other three? The civilizations along the Nile Valley in Egypt, by the Indus Valley in the Indian subcontinent, and by the Yellow River in China. And guess what? In Mesopotamia, women, as well as men, were taught to read and write. Pretty cool, huh? Another very interesting bit of information about the Mesopotamian civilization. You can't say it's the birthplace of the Abrahamic religions, that is, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, but it was a great influencer on those religions. Mesopotamia's cultural values and literary influence are especially evident in the book of Genesis of the Hebrew Bible, which is where the three religions all take their start. How about that? And today is a very important day in Western political history. On this day in 1215, King John of England put his seal to Magna Carta. Do you know about that? It's a little complicated, as all great changes are. The Magna Carta, which was signed on this day in 1215, didn't last, as neither King John nor the aristocrats who all signed it abided by it. And then Pope Innocent III annulled it, but it was a step towards limiting the divine right of the royal house, of ensuring access to swift justice, of protection from illegal imprisonment, and the beginnings of a parliament, although this first council was made up only of aristocrats, but again, it was a start. After a few turns here and there over the years, by 1297, it was confirmed as part of England's statute law. Magna Carta, which means, by the way, Great Charter, was then definitively a part of English political life. It was the path which led to the system they have now, a constitutional monarchy. And that, in turn, led to the modern democracy with elected heads of government. There are four surviving copies of Magna Carta. Two copies belong to the British Library, one copy is owned by Lincoln Cathedral, and one by Salisbury Cathedral. Well, don't you feel richer now?
Radio France International, The Sound Kitchen, Susan Owensby.
Still to come, music by request from listener Mitul Kansal, but first, the quiz. On the 11th of May, I asked you a question about temperatures. I asked you to send in the names and nationalities of the scientists who invented the two temperature scales, the Fahrenheit scale and the Celsius scale. I also asked you to send in when the scales were invented, as well as the temperature when the two scales agree or are equal. The answers are, for the Fahrenheit scale, Dutch-German-Polish physicist Daniel Gabriel Fahrenheit. He came up with this scale in 1724. The Fahrenheit scale was the first standard temperature scale to be widely used. For the Celsius scale, its father is Swedish astronomer Anders Celsius. Celsius developed a similar temperature scale to the one we use today in 1742. His scale, however, had zero as the boiling point of water, while 100 represented the freezing point of water. The Celsius scale was reversed in 1744 by Celsius's compatriot, Swedish botanist Carl Linnaeus. And what is the common temperature of the two scales? Ready? Minus 40. Yep, minus 40. Oy, now that's cold. The winners of this week's quiz are RFI Listeners Club member Nasir Muhammad from Katsina State, Nigeria. And moving way over to the other side of the African continent, there's Raz Franz Mankongogo, the president of the Kemojemba RFI Club in Tarame, Mara, Tanzania. Hello, Nasir. Hello, Naz. Please greet your families for me. Then there's wonderful longtime listener and Sound Kitchen essay writer Samuel Francis from Jamaica. Samuel is, of course, an RFI Listeners Club member. And from Dhaka, Bangladesh, another club member, Mohammed Aksan. Last but not least, Zenon Tellus, an RFI Club member and a member of a very inclusive radio club, the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers. They're in Goa, India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. Were you alert at the beginning of the show? I talked to you about the Mesopotamian civilization. What I want you to do is to write in with where, geographically, Mesopotamia was located. You know it was a river civilization. What are the names of the two rivers? And what were its borders? What are the names of the modern-day countries where ancient Mesopotamia was located? Again, send in the name of the rivers which nurtured the Mesopotamian civilization and the names of the modern-day countries where that ancient civilization lived and thrived. You have until the 15th of July to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 20th of July to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address, and if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number. And don't forget to let me know if you are a Miss, a Ms., a Mrs., or a Mr. I don't want to get it wrong.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
I am Konstava Baro. I live in Serekunda, Gambia. I'm one of the fans, everyday listener of RFI. Thank you.
Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to our producing engineer, Cecile Pompiani, for putting the show together, and thanks to you for listening. A brief reminder before I go, we have a special phone number you can call to leave a message. It's hooked up to our sound editor so we can put you straight on the air. Call plus 331-8422-9582 and leave a message. Just say hello, give your name and your country, and say something short like, I love RFI English, because of course you do. Got your pen? The number again is plus 331-8422-9582. As promised, I'll play you out with music requested by Mitul Kansal from Haryana, India. Mitul is the president of the International Radio Listeners Friendship and Fraternity Club in his fair city, and he asked to hear a song from the Bollywood movie Dur Gagan Ki Chaun Main. The movie was written by Kishore Kumar. In fact, everything was written by Kishore Kumar. The screenplay, the music, the lyrics, plus he sings. Mitul says Kishore Kumar is the jewel of singing in Indian Hindi cinema. The song's first line is, come, let me take you to under such a sky where there is no sorrow, no tears, only love. Mitul wrote, it's a superb song. The lyrics are great. It's the dream of every human to find the place described in this song. This song gives me a lot of peace of mind. I don't know what the movie is about, but Kishore Kumar is singing the song to a sad little boy, and the song cheers the boy up. It's a very sweet scene. So, here's to peace of mind. Thanks, Mitul, for the suggestion. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
चल के तुझे मैं लेके चलूं एक ऐसे गगन के तले जहां गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार पले चल के तुझे मैं लेके चलूं एक ऐसे गगन के तले जहां गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार फले एक ऐसे गगन के तले आशा का सवेरा जागे सूरज की पहली किरण से आशा का सवेरा जागे चंदा की किरण से धुल कर घनघोर अंधेरा भागे चंदा की किरण से धुल कर घनघोर अंधेरा भागे कभी धूप खिले कभी छांव मिले लंबी सी डगर न खले जहां हम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार फले एक ऐसे गगन के तले दूर नजर दौड़ाए आजाद गगन लहराए लहराए जहां दूर नजर दौड़ाए आजाद गगन लहराए जहां रंग बिरंगे पंछी आशा का संदेशा लाए जहां रंग बिरंगे पंछी आशा का संदेशा लाए सपनों में पली हंसती हो कली जहां शाम सुहानी ढले जहां गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार पले एक ऐसे गगन के तले सपनों के ऐसे जहां में जहां प्यार ही प्यार खिला हो हम जाके वहां खो जाएं शिकवा न कोई गिला हो कहीं बैर न हो कोई गैर न हो सब मिल के यूं चलते चले जहां गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार फले आ चल के तुझे मैं लेके चलूं एक ऐसे गगन के तले जहां गम भी न हो आंसू भी न हो बस प्यार ही प्यार फले एक ऐसे गगन के तले एक ऐसे गगन